Today's scripture is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 10 to 13. Raise to the Lord a new song, its praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. Let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountain tops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. The Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. You may be seated.
Happy New Year again. It's the privilege of being Chinese. You can celebrate two New Year celebration. So after worship today, we have New Year celebration lunch after Christmas celebration. So please stay behind. If you haven't signed up, just sign up with Richie. I'm sure we have more than enough food. So for New Year, we like to make resolutions, right? So that we can have a new start, do something new. So we just came back, Cynthia and I came back from Vietnam. It's the first time we visited Vietnam because we want to learn about this the people. And so before we went, we spent some time studying the history, the political background, all the wars, the last few wars in the recent years. And because these people assemble my Google Pixel phones. Your Google Pixel phone is not assembled in China, it's in Vietnam. Most likely your Nike shoes made in Vietnam, your Uniqlo t-shirts from Vietnam. So we just want to learn about these people. And when we learn a lot, and so in the future, I'll find time to share. So in the new year, we want to do something new. I want to read more this year. I would want to read all the books I purchased over the years, still sitting on my desk. And I want to exercise more, so I bought a ping pong racket. The last time I bought one was when I was in elementary school. So I bought a ping pong racket. I want to exercise. So for New Year, we want to do new things. So this morning, I share this message from Isaiah chapter 42, starting from verse 10. It is a continuation of my last sermon on Christmas Sunday. If you still remember, I will touch that again later on. So today, I think it's a good reminder, encouragement for us to learn to sing a new song. That's what we read this morning. Verse 10, sing to the Lord a new song. And I've been trying very hard to remind worship teams, not just this congregation, but the other congregations, don't sing too many new songs during the worship time. Because the congregations, they are not as fast a learner as the musically talented worship team members. And it takes them a long time to learn a new song. No, don't put in two new songs on one Sunday, or 52 new songs a year. They cannot comprehend and learn that. So why are you telling us this morning, Pastor Norman, to sing a new song? So what is a new song here? I like reading the Old Testament. Most of the Old Testament is in a poetic poems. And in poems, very often, because in the Hebrew poems, they use a parallelism. So very often you can find the meaning of the first verse from the parallel, the second verse. Sing to the Lord a new song. So this year we're going to sing a new song. And what is this new song? This new song, sing his praise from the end of the earth. So a new song here, Isaiah is talking about new praise, praising the Lord, a new praise. What do you mean? We come here every Sunday to praise the Lord, either in person or on Zoom, or watch the video later on. I attend worship every Sunday since I was a child, since I became a Christian. And what do you mean? A new worship, a new praise. Sing to the Lord a new song, a new praise. So why are we singing new songs? What does singing a song meant here? Here it means a fresh, heartfelt praise for God's new act of salvation, deliverance. We praise the Lord when we first became a Christian. We come on Sundays to praise the Lord because of the salvation He has provided to us, the deliverance. So we continue to worship. 10 years, some of us been Christians for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, we come every Sunday to praise the Lord. But after a while, our worship becomes like a routine of each week. But for some people, they even have lost this routine. But for us, we still continue, but somehow we lost that refreshing worship. When we first accepted Christ, we look forward. When I first became a Christian, I look forward to coming to church every Sunday and Sunday evening. Many years ago, decades ago, we also have an evening, Sunday evening worship at 7 o'clock Sunday evening. So as a new Christian, I attended almost every meeting at church. But after a while, we lost this freshness, heartfelt praise. So here, prophet is reminding us a new song, a new praise, a new worship because of God's new deliverance. What do you mean new deliverance? Your salvation did not stop the moment you accept the Christ, you made your confession. God is continue each day to deliver you, to show His salvation to you. You should be experiencing God's deliverance each day. We should have fresh expression of gratitude. We should be thanking God. When was the last time you thanked God? After we become a Christian, as our life become more stable, we feel more blessed, but slowly we become monotonous. Our life stays there. And our Bible knowledge stays when we were in the baptismal class or 201. We haven't learned anything new. If we are teaching Sunday school, we are teaching materials that we learned many years ago. When people ask us to share our experience, if there's a testimony, a sharing meetings, we can only share about our vacation. We only share about the news. We don't have any new experience of the Lord to share. The transformation of life has stopped it some time or long time ago. In the Old Testament, to sing a new song has been mentioned many times. Psalm, especially in Psalm 33, sing a new song, Psalm 40, verse 3, Psalm 96, verse 1, Psalms 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. We sing new songs because God has done new things in your life. But have you experienced that? Psalm 144:9, again, sing a new song. 149 Psalms 1, again, sing a new song. And today we read Isaiah 42:10, again, sing a new song. Isaiah 40:10 is besides the Psalms, the only Old Testament book mentioned about sing a new song, which is way after verse 1 tonight, which I share on Christmas Sunday about the coming of the Messiah, coming of Jesus, the King of Kings. So way after that, Isaiah said, he's telling the people of Israel to sing a new song because a new King is coming. Jesus is coming. So that's why he tells the people, you're going to see God's new work, the coming of the Messiah. Sing a new song. Today, we already seen and realized the salvation, the coming of Jesus. But God's work has not stopped. God has done new things in your life every day, or has he? If you have not experienced God's new work in your life, maybe that's why you are still singing the old song. But of course, it's better than not singing at all. But the prophet reminds us we have to sing new songs. We serve new experience of God every day, every morning. Just like in Lamentation. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every morning I thank Cynthia making me breakfast. I thank the Lord that I still have good health, that I can serve. Every morning I ask the Lord to give me good health. If I'm sick, I cannot serve the church, and you need to give me a strong body and a strong spirit so that I can continue to serve. I don't know how long, none of us know how long we can have good health. So I ask the Lord to give me good health so that I can serve. I thank the Lord that I can still serve in this church after so many years. I thank the Lord that the church gave me the opportunity that I don't have to work and serve as a pastor like in the previous time. That I serve as a volunteer pastor for over 20 years. That was hard. Serving as a volunteer pastor actually is very hard to work full-time and then serve a church. And I thank the Lord that the church gave me a lot of opportunity. I don't have to work. That I can just serve at church. So many things I can thank the Lord. And if you start counting the blessings, then you'll be singing new songs every morning because they are new every morning. So this morning, what blessings can you count that God has given you? When you start counting the blessings, then when you sit here, you have new things to praise him. But singing the new song is just not just a personal thing. The reason that why some of us starting our focus, our perspective starting to narrow, because we are focusing us on ourselves, our personal worship. Isaiah move on from to verse 10 to 12. To sing a new song is just not a personal thing. If you're only thinking about yourself, then that's maybe why you are running out of new things to praise him. He moved on to this mission perspective. This new song, we have to invite, help other people, to invite all the other people to sing. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it. You islands and those who dwell on them. So you have to look at it as a poet. And the sea and all the belonging inside the water, the land and all the people on top of it. That means it's every land and sea inside in the water and on it. So every human, everybody will be singing new songs. Let the wilderness and the cities lift up their voices. Our job is not just to sing this new song to praise ourselves. Eventually, we're running out of things, but we won't run out of things. But we have to expand our perspective of new songs. The settlements where Kedar inhabits. Who are the people of Kedar? You may ask. Or Selah. Kedar was a son of Ishmael. Genesis 25:13. Then the descendants were the Arab nomadic tribes. They lived in desert regions. These, they lived their life far away from Israel's religious center. Though these are not God's people. Gentiles, the other people. Who are the people from Kedar? Kedar, those live in wilderness. They live in the mountains. Most scholars identify Selah with a city in Edom, likely Petra. It is a fortified city, strong city, carved into the rock cliffs, a really strong, defensible city. It's a strong people, militarily. So they are not God's people. So Prophet Isaiah, he's saying that we have to invite other people, Gentiles, to sing this new song. If our singing stopped at just our English congregation, our personal worship, or even just at VCC, then we will have never been able to experience fully, to the fullest potential of praising God, of God's power. And the new songs, our new songs will be limited. Some people want to just build a church to just serve a certain group. But our aim, we should be able, hopefully we can serve more people, more ways. We have English congregation, Cantonese congregation. The church started with a Cantonese congregation, a Mandarin congregation. Hopefully, maybe we have more congregations if the God is willing. We may not be able to serve so many people group, but certainly that should be our vision. That should be our prayers. We should not ask God then, no, let us just have one congregation. It's easier. It is easier. It is more challenging, the free congregation with distinctively different cultures. But it is God's will that we have to serve all the people. People from Kedar, people from Selah. Gentiles, not the people of God. So we have to reach out and lead these people to sing the new songs, so that we can experience fully God's blessings. In Old Testament, the Psalms talk about singing new songs. Isaiah talk about singing new song. That's the only book in Old Testament besides Psalms. And then in that day, Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song again. Scripture talking about a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation." Again, in the future, in that paradise, we are all singing these new songs together. And every created everything which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessings and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. This is what we will be doing in heaven. You won't be hearing the pastor be preaching. We'll be singing praises. We'll be singing new songs to the Lord, to God. But it is challenging, isn't it? We have enough trouble even singing new songs by ourselves, by our own congregation. This morning, Pastor Leo from the Mandarin congregation was preaching at the Cantonese congregation. Just to do some cross-cultural preaching. It is challenging enough just to sing songs within our congregation. And if we have to invite we have some members here from Iran. They may not be here this morning. And we have members from Vietnam, Korean. We should celebrate Korean New Year. I wonder what day is Korean New Year. I think the same as Chinese, right? So that won't help. So we can have one more celebration. We have different race group here. It is challenging, isn't it, to reach out. But fear not, Isaiah here give us God's word. He is fighting this battle for us when we want to reach out, bring the gospel. As I was visiting Vietnam, I was praying for the people in Vietnam. I think this is a good mission field. These people are very genuine, simple, sincere. I think this will be a great place to do mission work. The Lord will go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his seal like a man of war. He will utter a shout, yes. He will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. When we reach out, when we want to do mission, when we want to share this good news, this new song with other people, it is not easy. It is challenging. But this is not our battle. God is with us. I still remember our founder, Pastor Augustus Chow. I guess not too many of you have met him. He rested in the Lord some years ago. But when Pastor Chow was leading this church, I was a youth at this church. I remember he did not have any formal theological education. So he always said that he is not a theologian. I won't say that he's the best preacher either. But he's a man of faith and mission. When he first started this church 60 years ago, this year will be our 60th anniversary. When he first started this church, there are a lot of things to do. I mean, it's a new church. We are the first Chinese Alliance Church in this province. But I saw him very often Sunday afternoon. So when he finished preaching here, and then he would drove to Victoria. What's he doing in Victoria? He's there to help to start the Victoria Chinese Alliance Church, which was established in 1975. And then later on, 2 years later, we don't see too many houses in Richmond at that time, you know, for some of the old-timers here, we know. And Pastor Chow realized that there will be more and more Chinese living in Richmond. So he sent our members, some of our best members, he told them that you go there and start a new church. So that's how the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church was formed in 1977. So last time when they celebrate their anniversary, I was invited to join, and I heard it, because I don't know how they started. I heard them, they recognize our church, sending members to start their church. 1981, Pastor Charles saw this vision in Burnaby. I was an elder at that time. So he wanted to buy a church and start the Burnaby Chinese Alliance Church. I still remember I was saying, there's no Chinese live in Burnaby. He said, who wants to live in Burnaby? Now you remember that is 1981. Why build a Chinese church in Burnaby? I mean, obviously, I just don't have this vision as Pastor Chow. I mean, today you know where all the Chinese live besides Richmond. 1981, we bought a old church building and started the Burnaby Chinese Alliance Church. We sent one of our pastor, Pastor Poon, there. We sent one of our elders, many young families, and started the church. Pastor Chow did not have an MBA. He wasn't a church planter. He is not a great manager, as most of us would know. He's just a man of prayers. But it's not because of his ability, because of his trust in God. God gave him the power. So he expanded the church ministries. So he led many more people to sing these new songs. It's not our ability. So, brother, sister, we need to expand our perspective. Not just we have to first start with ourselves. We have to experience God's work in our life each day. Don't be a stagnant Christian singing old song, quote unquote, old song each Sunday, each day. We need to sing new songs. You need to experience God's new work. Has God stopped working in your life? Or have you stopped working for Him and to experience? God is the one who's in charge, not us. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and wither all their vegetation. I will make the river into coastlands and dry up the ponds. But doing something new, never mind starting a church, never mind starting a new fellowship. We started two new fellowships this past year, a men's group and a women's group on Saturdays. That's not easy either. Even starting a small group. Never mind starting a church, as we know, both the Richmond Chinese Alliance, Burnaby Chinese Alliance, they're both bigger than us. And thank the Lord. But doing a new thing, singing a new song in the Lord is not easy. It's really hard because we do not know what's in front of us. People's nature tend to do the same thing. We like to praise God with our own people. People share the same language. People with the same background. We want to have a single culture. A church is easier. Absolutely, it is easier. We scale new things. But the Lord said, I will lead the blind by a way they do not know. Blind people by a way they do not know. We do not know what's ahead of us. We look at the world's in turmoil. We do not know what's happening. Nobody knows. In path they do not know, I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them and rugged places into plains. As we learn to sing a new song, do a new ministry, we like to want to do the same ministry over and over again. That's absolutely nothing wrong. But maybe God wants you to do something different. So next week, some of us will be joining this short-term mission trip to help out some new refugees. Some of us already signed up. Next Thursday, we're going to Surrey to this compound housing some newly arrived refugees from Middle East, from other countries, to serve them. It is a new experience, a new ministry for us. This is our second time. Last time, there's no one from the English congregation, but next week, some of us from this congregation will be going. This is new. We are scared doing new things, but fear not. I will lead the blind. You cannot see by a way that they do not know. We do not know the way. We cannot see. But God will lead us. We just have to follow Him. A way that we do not know, but God will guide us. So many, like 20 years ago, more than about 20 years ago, at that time we are still as one church with the Faserland campus, we call it. But it's not that close to us, the Faserland Church. So at that time, we do not have any, in case you don't know, we do not have any English youth group here, because we send all our youth on Friday night to go to youth group. We have no youth group here. All our major children ministry are at Faserland. We have no teens ministry, no youth ministry. So Pastor Lawrence, at that time, the English pastor, asked me, the parents are complaining at Night Street that every Friday night they send their children to the youth fellowship. Well, then they want to start youth fellowship here, but no one wants to do that. Would you want to help the English congregation? I was the Cantonese pastor, volunteer pastor at the time. Can you help us to start English youth fellowship here? I said, certainly. as though I don't have enough work. So I will help you, since no one wants to help. I will help you to start English youth fellowship. That was like 20 years ago. And so I said that not only one, I'll start the fellowship. I'll start the clay, what we don't call clay. I will start a teens fellowship, quench, QF. What's F? Fields, okay. Fields, quench, and clay. I'll start three fellowship. But I will continue to serve at the Cantonese congregation. So I focus on the clay, the college fellowship, and the other people helped me to look after the two teens group, quench and fields. Later on, when they merged together, they call it QF. So after 6 months, I still remember that night I was lying on the bed. I cannot sleep. I was looking at the ceiling. I talked to Cynthia. I said that I think I made a mistake. 6 months now, there's only four people in clay. That's including you and me. That means we only have two. And there are the two brothers, Joseph and Aaron, four of us. I have to run every fellowship. I have to do all the programs and singing and claims. I think I made a mistake. I don't think this is God's will. I think we screw it up. So on Monday, I'm going to go and tell Pastor Lawrence Yun, that I'm going to hand back this youth ministry to him. I really don't know what to do. I said, I'll just go back, focus on my Cantonese ministry. So I was really absolutely in great despair and at loss. And that's after 6 months. And then shortly after, two brothers from another church came, not from our church, they came. Their father is actually a pastor, but I don't know why he came. He said, Pastor Norman, somehow God called us to come here. Do you need any help? I said, do I need any help? I always want to hug them. Do I need any help? And then they stayed here for only 1 year, actually, to help me to start that fellowship. And then slowly, within weeks, months, we had newcomers coming. And Albert can witness that. Albert was the counselor. By the end of the year, we have about 25 people. Wow. And then I continued to run it for 3 years, and our youth ministry is close to 100 people. With the cast, we have 25, and then the crew, the crunch, we have about 15, and then the fields, we have another 25, with a big crowd. It's really not something that I could have done myself. I do not know what I'm doing, to be honest. I don't have a clue what I was doing. But God leads the way, even when we cannot see. So brothers and sisters, we need to learn to accept challenge, risk, take risk, not your own risk. If God gives you a vision to start things, I told Marianne that I want to start an Iranian Bible study. I don't speak Persian. Maybe a Iranian Alpha course. I mean, I have this in my heart. We need to be sensitive to God's guidance. And sometimes God will want us to take a step into something that we have never done before. Next week, we're going to visit these refugees. I heard that there's some Iranians there, some from Middle East, from Africa. So maybe God will give us new opportunity. Experience new things from God. Sing new songs. And also lead other people to sing new songs, to join us to praise God, that God has done good, great things in our life every morning. And you just need to be alert, be aware of it, be sensitive, to look for it, to count God's blessings every morning. Singing a new song refers to the life response that redeemed people cannot help but sing, cannot help but sing. You're not being forced to sing, I hope, this morning. You're not being arranged to sing. It's not your routine to come here to sing. You come here to praise God because you cannot help but to praise Him this morning. When God advances His new work in the history of redemption, God did not fall to sleep. God is still working. We may not see it. We look at the world, we ask, where is God? Is God sleeping? Did He fail to sleep? No, God is still working. We have to trust, put faith in Him. He is still advancing His work of redemption. We need to be aware, alert. Having seen, experienced, and followed Christ, we can only sing this new song if you can experience, if you can see God's work in your life. Very often, it's not God that fell to sleep, it's you who fell to sleep. You did not see God's work in your life, in your surrounding, in the world. You did not experience God's work, and you have not been following Christ. This song begins with promise. It's completed at the cross and is sung into eternity through faithful, filled following. Let us pray. Father God, help us, all of us, to sing new song each morning, each day. Help us to have new experience. You work in our life each day. It's just that us, we fell to sleep. Our eyes were closed. Let's continue to experience your new work in our life every morning. And also let us spread this good news so that more people, all the people on earth, can sing this new song. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.